Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you. You have called us, and we have responded, and we've given ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by your precious Holy Spirit that knows your thoughts, knows your wonderful plans for our lives. And thank you, Lord. So as we get into the Word today, thank you, Lord, you planting seeds into our soul. Then at the right time, you bring it up, Lord, as we're going through squeezings, as we're going through situations, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You bring these words up and you bring these truths up so that we can flow together with you and be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 12 from verse 13 to 15. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you and don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep.
Hallelujah. So praise God. This is why we get into the Word, is just to flow together with God. This is His Word. This is His love. This is His light. And it's also ours because we are His beloved children that want to be obedient and want to flow with Him. So He's made us new creations and we now behold all as new. So we get this wonderful encouragement how to act and what to bring forth, what to remember. We remember these scriptures so that we can act right and then bring forth that which is of the Spirit. Because the Spirit reminds us. So as new creations, we behold all as new. And then it's so wonderful, 1 Corinthians 10, I think it starts at verse 11, yeah. It says, to those who the end of the ages has come. And that's eternity. We've entered into the family, come back to the family, into the kingdom. So we entered into eternity. And now it says, take heed lest you fall. So you don't want to fall. So this is the encouragement not to fall. So like any father, any parents wants us to stand. And then the encouragement to stand is to know we're not tested beyond what we can handle. So the situations, we can handle it. And then also we need to know it's common things. We get tested by common worldly things. The world around us is there to spew up a lot of the lies, the stealing, the killing, and the destroying of the enemy. But that's why we always walk conscious of God and we take hold that we're not tested beyond what we can handle and we're not common people any longer. We're new creations. And so we trust God for the leading of the Holy Spirit to stand and not to fall, because He will not allow us to be tempted more than we can handle, and He will show us the way of escape. So thank you, Lord, for the way of escape today, that we can stay in the light as you in the light and be your blessings, because we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in your kingdom, restored in wonderful relationship, into a wonderful love relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.